This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've decided we want to have a little Christmas music to celebrate the countdown. All right, here we are, 7 after the hour. This is our overview of what's going on for this past week. The idea of somebody like the folks at Talkers Magazine, who do a great job of surveying what's going on in the news talk radio world, listening to stations, talking to program directors, to come up with a list of the top 10. So we have the lists of people and stories. We have Jennifer Horn here from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day Show. That's where she became famous here first. Jay, you can become famous, too, by being
on this program. Oh, very nice.
Famous, yes. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the countdown lists. I suppose we start at number 10. I think that if I were making this list up, I guess I would, we all have different points of view because we on the Good Day program don't necessarily talk about all of these things. We don't grind up what a lot of the news talk stations, like Jennifer, when she's on, she has pleasant conversations, but most of the stuff is a grind.
Oh, yeah, we just grind them. We just grind them up.
Grind them up.
I think what we do is we just take that meat and we just throw raw meat at our audience.
Right, raw meat. Right. There it is. So speaking of grinding, Brittany Griner, got it? Feeling very clever there, yeah, right.
What you want to know is funny is that when this story broke, which was, Thursday morning?
When you were on the air and I was off the air.
Well, no, I was just waking up and I went, oh, boy. Because, no one had really talked too much about it. There was a lot of warning. There were some rumblings, but not much more than that. And so, right, I use auto, the voice into your phone, and I send it to my team saying, good morning. Please grab the Griner audio. From, from today, because Biden was getting ready to speak, we'll lead with it. And then I get a bunch of laughing emojis and realize that the voice correct had made it Grindr audio, which happens to be a gay dating site. So,
yeah.
So don't you get that spelling, by the way?
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, but that's another thing. Number 4 is Twitter and social media and stuff on the story list this week. Don't you get tired of using? There is pluses and minuses to having this, all the social media and all of the devices and all this stuff. I get so GD tired of sending a note to somebody with something specifically I'm trying to say and the autocorrect. Who the hell are they to tell me or to tell somebody else when I'm sending a note what it is that they think I'm thinking?
Especially who came up with that? Spelling.
Yeah, right. So they drop dead. Okay, that's what we... Number 4.
Like it looks like you don't know you're there. That's embarrassing, even when you do.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So anyway, there's not much more to be said about the freedom for Brittany Griner. The negotiations went on for a long time. I would think it would have been very difficult, given our relationship with Russia, that we came up with this deal. But the other side of it is that...
they want this guy back, though. During their conflict, I mean, here's the thing. This is a mixed bag. I'm very happy for Brittany Griner. I'm very happy for her family. But this was... this was not the greatest thing ever because you've done you've done a few things with this trade. First, there are other Americans in custody. One of them is a former Marine who didn't even get mentioned in this in this trade. Brittany Griner is a basketball star who had marijuana on her. We gave them a guy who was known as the Merchant of Death and who had a movie that Nicolas Cage starred in about his life. He's a very famous arms dealer that Russia's really happy to have back in their clutches now that they're in this war with Ukraine. Yeah. You don't think they wanted him back now for a reason?
This is pretty much the only deal that they would approve.
And they wouldn't take anybody else. And so I actually, as much as I feel sad saying this for Brittany Griner's family, if I were the Biden administration, I probably wouldn't have budged on this because by giving him back, you've lost all kinds of leverage now. That was the only person they really wanted. That was the thing they wanted. And truly, for someone like Brittany Griner... It should have been strong talking, not a prisoner swap, because it was a ridiculous, you know, one-for-one trade. Also, you put a price tag on Americans' heads now when they travel around the world, because we've now set precedents again that Americans are valuable to the government and that they will do trading, and that's not great for our adversaries to know. So for a few reasons, I think this is not the greatest thing that could have happened. I mean, again, happy for Brittany Griner, but not
Both
for the rest
can
of
be
us.
True, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this trade either, and there are other people. Anyway, we've said what there is to be said, so social media, if you want to comment, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. We'll have some of your social media comments later on in this half hour as they apply to some of the things that we're talking about here on the Talk Radio Review. So next up here is the situation all around the world in the countries where there's protesting. The Chinese protest, huge. Russians are protesting. The Iranians, however, have done themselves proud in a manner of speaking. I say that facetiously. If you look at the video and the pictures that are coming out of Tehran of people basically just burning cars, stopping traffic, it's mayhem over there. And this is, never mind the woman that they shot and killed who was wearing a burqa the wrong way. They've started to execute protesters in Iran, which is going to do nothing except further annoy or anger or disrupt. I mean, these people who are running it now are either so out of touch, but that's what happens with despots. That's what happens with people who are authoritarians. They risk everything to maintain control. So you see the same thing happening in China, really. The repressive government there is trying to do whatever it can, but they can't cover it up anymore. And so there's, and it's the, I think I pointed out, Jay, earlier this week, the Generation Zers are the ones that are really stirring the pot here, right? Look at the pictures of the people in the age group and in these pictures.
When you think about it, it's not all, like when you go back decades and decades, it's not always just a generation itself. It's a specific age group. And it's typically the 20-somethings, the early 20-somethings, the late teens, who have that passion, that fire, that drive, that I can change the world. I can still change something. They haven't
Well, going back to when I was that age and when your father was that age, Jay, and your father, Jennifer, was that age, we did... Oh, that I'm old enough to be your father? I guess I am, yeah. Anyway.
Go ahead, Dad.
Yeah. Thanks. Anyway, so we had this when the Vietnam War was going on, the protests on college campuses everywhere. Everybody was protesting the war, Nixon, you name it. And they were, in some circumstances, very, very, very strong protests. There was violence. There were cars that were blown up. But nothing matched what happened on the campus of Kent State University, where the police opened fire on the protesters and killed a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And that really stirred up a hornet's nest. We were lucky to get out of that at that time. And so protesting is super important, and seeing people trying to take this stuff. I mean, I look at, again, the pictures from Tehran of the cars burning in the streets and the traffic. Everybody stopped the traffic. Traffic can't move. People out there shaking their hands. And I don't see how the Ayatollah makes it through this, that form of government. And, you know, so you look around, okay, how does that tie in to what the Ukrainians are doing? A lot of people think the Ukrainian government has been repressive, but now they're defending their brand of democracy because of what's going on with the Russians. That's number 9 this week, the war and the continuing push. What's his face said about the war in the wintertime? Can you imagine being over there? And you've seen pictures of what it was like. You probably have studied it. Hopefully you have. World War II, when the Germans invaded Russia, they thought they were going to make easy work. You, in the wintertime, try to have a war in Russia and in the northern climes. They all froze. Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, speaking of that, Russia's trying to halt the war because it is wintertime, but the Ukrainians say they have no choice but to continue to push against. So the Russians find it inconvenient. What's cold? We don't want to have a war. Can we stop until the spring?
Right. Can we start up again? You want to play with those rules? No.
Oh, my God. No. So the Ukrainians said no, 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 and no. Thought it was interesting that David Letterman interviewed President Zelensky this week. And this is for that Netflix show that Letterman is doing. This is the fact that this week he was named Zelensky, not Letterman, the Time Man of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Everybody agree with that choice? I mean, when you think about it, he has.
I mean, I think there's yes and no. Again, it's, you know, there's a lot of gray area. I think he's done a great job rallying the world and his people, and Ukraine has done much better than anybody thought against Russia. But
yeah.
Ukraine is still, that's one sentence. The new sentence is that Ukraine is still one of the most corrupt places on the planet.
Very. Yeah.
And he has a hand in that, too. So it's, you know, it's a mixed bag, as per usual.
All right, so anyway, if you're interested, I would want to watch this Letterman interview with Zelensky. It airs on Monday, starts streaming on Monday on his Netflix program, David Letterman with Zelensky. All right, 17 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program with our overview of what's going on in the world. According to Talkers Magazine, the world of news talk radio is our focus.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own Boardwalk and Park Place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
I was looking into this guy, Bout. For those of you, he was called a merchant of death. And what Jennifer has said is, I think, pretty accurate when it comes to what he's all about. He supplied arms to Al-Qaeda. To the Taliban, there are some who think that he was involved in some way, shape, or form, or connected to September 11th. So this guy is an even trade for Brittany Griner. There's too much political pressure and right thinking, if you will. Again, this is not about Brittany Griner. It's about what you value as in this circumstance a trade, but what you value in terms of what these people represent. And I think we've made a huge mistake. It wouldn't be the first time, however, though. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friday 3 after the hour now on the Good Day Program's overview of what's going on News Talk Radio. We have the opportunity to, during the course of the week, discuss lots of these issues, so we have our own thoughts on them. Jennifer Horn comes in on Friday to add her 2 cents, 3 cents. I don't know, what's your, how much do you think your commentary?
A dime!
She's dropping a dime on us. Jay Kirshner taking care of the social media aspects. Again, our address on Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. The charts and the thoughts. So the Brittany Griner thing has quickly become shot to number one, in a manner of speaking, as we are at the end of the week, and this took place at the end of the week. So what are some of our listeners saying about the swap, Jay?
Cheryl Graysick chimes in saying, we traded the biggest arms dealer who targeted American military members for a basketball player who got caught with illegal drugs and left an American Marine to rot in Russia. Great job, Washington. Paul Whelan, sorry, you should have been an athlete versus a Marine.
Yeah, but Whelan is the guy who's the who's
and there
the Marine.
Is something to that, because,
yeah.
I mean, when you have every day someone asking about Brittany Griner, that becomes political pressure, and the Biden administration wants a win right now. You know, it's not easy going for any political party. So, I mean, I guess it is all who you know.
All right. Now, let's see. Who else we got here, Jay?
We've got Greg Donahoe, who says, good for her and her loved ones that she's at home, but it came at a cost. She placed herself in a situation where the U.S. had to cash chips that could have been used to get other Americans home. Her privilege was used on her behalf to jump the line over others equally or more unjustly jailed who have been there for longer.
Yep, I'll ditto on that one, too. I'm with both of these comments so far.
So many Americans travel around thinking that their American privilege follows them into other countries.
Not in Russia, doesn't.
Not, no.
Not in Iran and not in other, these
China,
other countries.
Nope.
Yeah, forget it.
And
all right,
Steve Lovely adds, Biden left people in Afghanistan and allowed American soldiers to get killed and left the terrorists in Afghanistan with many American weapons, but we cannot leave this gal in a Russia. We can't leave this gal in Russia for crimes she committed.
So I don't refer to her as a criminal. She was in the right, the wrong place at the wrong time.
I believe her that it was an accident. She has her medicinal marijuana card. She probably either didn't realize it was
with
her,
or
it's such a habit to always have it with her that she didn't even think twice about bringing it.
Yeah, probably. But it doesn't make this better. All right, let's see here. News stories, local news outlets? What are people saying is important to them? This is always a good question.
Yeah, some local stories that we're seeing that should be up more on a national level. Annette Bleach says water crisis in Arizona and Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Cosmos.
What do you, hold on a second, Jennifer, what are you feeling? The water situation is the same in Southern California as it is in Arizona, New Mexico, and the whole Southwest is in the same situation that
I'm
they are
sure
always
exactly
in.
I'm not sure exactly the difference, because I know Arizona does have catch basins, so we're a little different. It rains in California, and then we waste it, and then we complain about why we don't have any water. I think Arizona does a better job of capturing it. Maybe for them it was a drier season. I'm not sure. We've had rain, though, in California.
Yeah, you have. Cold.
And so, yeah, it's supposed to rain again on Saturday, or excuse me, on Sunday. And so it would be really nice if we actually started catching that. The problem is that there's so many environmental restrictions. They won't look into that. They won't look into desalinization plants. There's a lot of things that we could do, but the environmental lobby just doesn't allow for with our electeds.
All right. So can you change things? Because I'm coming for Christmas. And I want you to give me a Christmas present of warmth, sunshine, lollipop.
No, we want cold. We want rain.
No.
Yes.
No, not for Christmas. Come on.
Yes, for Christmas. Come on.
All I want for Christmas is two good days. How about that? All I want for Christmas are two good days. 28 past the hour. We continue on our talk radio review. Gentlemen, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and the touch of these pajamas.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil. Her plane landed in San Antonio, Texas, early Friday morning, and she is now in a hospital being evaluated. That is procedure after an American is released from a foreign entity. A very Backstreet holiday. The Backstreet Boys Christmas special, filmed this month in Los Angeles, California, will no longer air on ABC. Allegations arose this week that band member Nick Carter raped a 17-year-old mentally challenged girl during the band's 2001 tour. Long known as the boy in the box, was barely 4 years old when he was found in a bassinet box in rural northeast Philadelphia in February of 1957. He was identified Thursday by Philly Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw as Joseph Augustus Zarelli. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Here we are at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay and Jennifer. Jennifer Horn from Carol A in Los Angeles, and also the Good Day program, along with Jay Kirshner. We are dissecting, trisecting, quadrisecting some of the things that are on this. What's the next number? What would be five? Septa. We're septasecting. Right?
That's fine. That's all you. I can't get past five.
Right, okay.
Sounds like something that needs like antibiotics.
Yeah. I have septic something.
Septic, yeah. It's septic. There's a problem with the sewer. Okay. So let's go back to the sewer. There are comments from people that I want to underscore. I'm looking at some of these comments that you have gleaned from our social media sites, Jay. Sean Stewart saying that in Florida, Ron DeSantis is going after manufacturers of vaccines. He is an opportunist to a point, but isn't every politician? Mm-hmm. And then that begs the question about vaccines. Mostly we're talking about COVID vaccines, but, you know, any vaccine, the fact that there is stuff in there that we aren't sure, you know, what's in there, and that's causing a lot of people to have doubts that had the shots earlier on.
And I'm one of them. Yeah.
What'd you say, Jen?
And myocarditis, which is one of those things that people have been saying can be coming from the vaccine. Look, even if that's true, just tell us so people can make an informed decision about what mm-hmm. they want to put in their body. Here yep. are the risks. Here are the benefits. Make the argument. Let people decide. The problem was it was so oppressive for such a long time. My mom's been in the hospital all week, and there have been COVID outbreaks in this hospital. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to wear the mask. I couldn't get in there on Monday.
Well,
it was really
isn't it Los Angeles? Isn't there a thing in Los Angeles where they're thinking about bringing back the mask mandate indoors?
Yeah, even in Los Angeles, that is not going to fly. People are so done because there's not an overwhelming amount of evidence that the masks actually work, that, yeah. especially the ones yeah. that people wear, the cloth.
There is. No, that's not true. There's an overwhelming focus on the fact they don't work.
Right.
Unless you're wearing one of those 90N95s. There's the stuff, those molecules, the stuff that is being transmitted from person to person, the stuff that you can't see, you can't feel, you can't taste, but it's there, and it gets through most of the... So it's all theater. It's like the TSA. So just all it is excuse me. I saw this recommendation that Los Angeles County was thinking about making masking mandatory again indoors, and I thought to myself, the public isn't, even in, as you just said, even in Los Angeles,
yep.
they're not going to go for that.
I think it's going to be an uphill battle, and they're going to put it hard on the businesses to try to have to do this, and that's not fair. You don't want businesses to create problems for themselves with people who are angry and ticked off during the holiday season, and you're yelling at them to wear a mask. I mean, it's just, I don't
know. Exactly. Well, think of the employees. Consumers, if you do put the mask on to go in, you're only in wherever for a period of time. The employees, they have to keep those masks on for long periods of time. And a lot of people always bring back, well, surgeons wear masks. Okay, but they're not in surgery all day long. And if they are, they typically, don't they get some semblance of a break when it's those like,
fresh
really, really long
right.
surgeries?
Let me check with Chicago Med. I'll get back to you. All right. While we're in California, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted this week, you're laughing already, to approve a policy that would allow police to use robots capable of using lethal force in extraordinary circumstances. Only in San Francisco would this. Yeah.
Well, I laughed at it because I just immediately thought of like the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner cartoons where they had the Acme Dynamite stick. And, you know, I thought, this doesn't ever work out well. I've watched those cartoons. And so we kind of laughed about it on the program. But yet I was thinking, wow, the Board of Supervisors actually wants to protect the lives of police officers using these robots in life-threatening situations. Well, of course, they reneged on it and now said, no, that they can't have the robots.
Somebody finally watched Will Smith's iRobot and was like, maybe not.
I know. I think what's really funny out of San Francisco, though, did you hear about the war of words between the mayor, London Breed, and Elon Musk?
No, but it's got to be good. What is it?
Oh, this is good. So Elon Musk, you know, had a lot of employees leave. And so he's got a lot of employees who stuck it out and who are working these long hours to make up for all the people that left. So I guess he converted some of the meeting rooms inside their Twitter headquarters into nap pods so that his employees can go in and take a nap. Seems reasonable. Well, someone called 311 and reported this, and 311 showed up, and they're now investigating Twitter for turning their commercial building into a residential suite. And they want to charge him because they're saying people are, that the building wasn't set up to have people sleeping there. Well, I can tell you that employees take naps in businesses all the time. This is just another reason to go after Elon Musk. So he goes on Twitter, and he said maybe the city of San Francisco and London Breed ought to look at some of the other problems, like, oh, I don't know, the people overdosing on fentanyl and this 10-month-old baby who accidentally ingested it in a park, and leave me alone for letting my employees nap if they've been at work long. It just seems ridiculous that now we're even legislating people who nap at work, right?
Yeah, there you go. All right, here's one of our listeners who focused on Hunter Biden's laptop. This seems to be getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Number four this week is the focus on the Hunter Biden case. I'm not sure there's anything new. It's the same stuff that hasn't been adjudicated.
Yeah, and about how the stories were suppressed on social media.
On Twitter.
So, the reason it's back again is that he's been investigating what happened at Twitter. Because
Elon Musk has 33%
of the country said if they had heard about Hunter Biden's laptop story, it may have made a difference in how they voted. in the 2020 election. So this is a big piece of information that was tamped down. And what was revealed is that the FBI and government agencies were going every single week to the social media partners, including Twitter, and telling them that Russian disinformation was coming. Even when they had Hunter Biden's laptop in their possession, they knew what was on it. They knew it was real. They had it in their clutches, and they were still going out saying that it was Russian disinformation. And so that made Twitter and other social media companies shut it down. So the twist, do you know who James Baker is?
Yeah, he was a senator from Tennessee. And was,
different one. So James Baker is a legal counsel for the FBI, former.
Yep.
Apparently, Twitter was instead of just publishing everything they found as part of what led to the tamping down of this information, they were running it through their legal team first and then giving it to journalists to publish. And so somebody asked a question about who this legal counsel was that was signing everything, Jim. Well, Jim is James Baker. So Twitter's legal counsel was actually the same guy who was the legal counsel for the FBI.
Yeah, great.
Conflict of interest much? So he got fired this week by Elon Musk.
It's just, there's such a can of worms here, and these people are feeding, they're eating their young, they're feeding at the same trough. I thought it was very interesting, and maybe as we are doing this program late in the week for airing over the weekend, the fact that Arizona Senator Sinema is going to lead the Democratic Party and become an independent. She won't caucus with the Republicans. She's going to be on her own. I wonder what Joe Manchin is thinking. And if he were to do the same thing, that takes care of the Democrats lead, right? Would they still have 50?
Well, now it's 50. It's kind of a 50. It would be
50-49-1.
It would be 50-49-1, yeah.
Yeah, but she's been voting with the Republicans more than the Democrats anyway, right?
Only on financial stuff. She's very socially liberal.
Yeah.
I applaud her, actually, because she's kind of carved out the best of what both parties should be, and that is Republicans being fiscally conservative, Democrats being, more socially, however the stereotypes are, right? And so by putting herself together in this way, I don't know, I kind of applaud her. She has been independent-minded. You can't count on her for every single important vote, but certainly for the fiscal one, she's been pretty, steadfast in that
community. The more I read about her, the more she is me. The way that she approaches the issues, her feelings about them, in terms of being fiscally conservative, which is the real meaning of the term conservative. It has to do not with the political reality we call this talker a conservative and that talker. No, rightist conservative doesn't apply unless you apply it to things that you're actually saving. And in terms of the fiscal responsibility that seems to be completely lacking among most people who are in the House and the Senate, and certainly the people at the White House have no sense of fiscal responsibility at all. So she's almost a cry in the wilderness. But I think she has. So what does she gain? What is her future? In Arizona, she may have a bright future.
I think the reason she's doing that is because I believe she's up for re-election in 2 more years. So I think that she is going to probably volley around trying to catch the mode of Arizona, which tends to be pretty much that, fiscally conservative. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think that's probably what she's doing to set herself up instead of having Democrats think on her, I think, when she runs in 2 years.
Yeah. All right. The Supreme Court and the election, I should have discussed this when we were talking about elections, the situation with the election law. This sounds like a job for Superman or Stephen J.J. Wiseman, but I wondered if you touched on this week in your program, Jennifer.
About election laws?
Yeah. Well, the North Carolina case specifically, which before
about
the Supreme
gerrymandering.
Court,
yes.
Right now, the way they cut up and carve up, and this is something that's a problem, certainly not just in North Carolina. It's a problem everywhere. In my own district here in Massachusetts, my local state rep sat on the committee to make sure that he cut out a district for himself that he knew he would win.
Right.
And
we
spent
much time talking about it because it didn't really go anywhere. We just mentioned that it was there, but the Supreme Court's not going to pick this one up. I don't think they're going to make any big rulings that are going to have people pulling their hair out. Gerrymandering, though, is a problem, right? It depends on who's in control of the state. If it's Republicans or Democrats, good luck. The way that California does, I can't believe we actually say we do something right when we redraw districts, is we have an independent committee, and say what you will for that. But it's supposed to be like three Democrats, three Republicans, three independents to try to let them, and they're not in government, redrawing districts compared to population. And that seems to be a more fair way than all the stuff that happens in the state houses. The problem is most people don't understand the rules because they're individual for each state. It's not one set of rules for everybody.
January 6th is number 6 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. I noticed Liz Cheney was back out in front, your fave. You always say that about me, my fave. I put her in the same category, frankly, as cinema. I think that she has done a lot of independent. I know.
I don't. There's nothing
what a surprise.
About her,
right, Jay? Where's the shocker? Yeah.
She's still a Republican. It's just instead of saying
she's a rhino.
What's right.
Republican in name only. The Republicans.
I don't know. I just think that there's, I think when it comes to what she did with the January 6th committee, there's a way to stand up. The reason that that most Republicans feel so strongly about not being involved in this is because the leadership in the House, Nancy Pelosi, would not let Republican representation be appointed to this panel in the ways that is known to be the rules in the House. Like, they're supposed to allow the minority party to pick who sits on the table, basically, at the dais. And unfortunately, she wouldn't let that happen. And so the people who crossed that line to sit on that panel anyway lost their political standing, and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger were the two who did that.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, I thought it was, I still think, I bully for her for speaking up as much as anything else. All right, Jennifer and Jay and Doug are here at the ready and on your side at 48 after the hour.
Paid for by GovMint.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's time for a happy talk. Or a car talk, either or both of those things. Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. You know what I saw on one of the social media pages? This group of men and women who were dressed in swimming trunks, who were standing next to the road in a rainstorm, people coming down the street aiming for these people in their cars as they splash through the water and spray these people. It's the craziest thing that I think I've seen in a long time. Who is dumb enough? Serious. They're standing in a puddle beside the road, and people are driving down the highway, and they're encouraging them to come into the puddle so that they can be sprayed by the dirty, filthy, awful water from the street. Good God. Unbelievable.
This is in America?
Well, where else would you think something like this? Only, remember that song? Only in America. Jay and the Americans, only in America, land of opportunity. Would you find people that crazy?
No opportunity. That's why they were doing it.
Maybe that's it. All right. So from the good news department this week, I guess depending on your definition of good news, the world's first solar car has gone into production. It's a 4-passenger electric vehicle that runs on the sun. But doesn't it have to have batteries? I would think it would have to have batteries. Right?
These are interesting. Well, they do. They have to store the power because you know what happens on a rainy, cloudy day. There's always a little bit of a problem. Yeah, they convert the I mean, even the new Toyota Prius has a better solar roof in it. So solar is not necessarily new, and roofs on cars have been converting a little bit of sun. You can get about 2,000 miles out of a solar roof on a regular car over a year to help you just a little bit. And we do that all the time. You know what it's like when you get in a hot car in a mall parking lot. It's nice and hot. Well, you might as well use that power to help someone.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, powering a whole car, no thanks. It's not reliable, especially if you live above the Mason-Dixon line, where sun is not, I mean, there is sun all the time in daylight, but it's not a reliable source, and it's not usually enough to power. So, yeah, and I can't imagine you hauling, let's say, stuff around your farm where you need a lot of power. So it might work for a one-person car when you haven't got a lot of stuff to haul, but it's certainly not going to work for most of America who have lots of things to haul around.
Sounds like a stretch to me. All right, so let's talk about something going on at your website, ourautoexpert.com. You have built a new sort of an animal rescue rig called Paws One. Yeah. This is sort of related to the Christmas season. How'd you put this deal together with Nissan? What's going on?
Yeah, so Nissan gave us a 2018 Nissan Titan truck a few years ago, and we spent a few years building this truck. What we decided to do was do something with our time for the good of animal rescue organizations. They do a lot of good throughout the year. And especially one of the things that seems to get missed is farm guys during disasters. They don't get their animals rescued. So we built something that could sort of haul horses out of barns and livestock to help some of these rescue organizations. And then these guys on the east side of the country reached out to us and said, listen, we're overwhelmed. We desperately need a truck, and we need it now. This organization called Bassett and Beagle Rescue, and in the heartlands, we've got more dogs. We need to get them out of these flooding areas, and could we help us? And so we said, well, we've got this truck. It's finished. So a volunteer army of journalists is going to drive it across the country starting December 16th. And deliver it. Unfortunately, we didn't choose the best time of year, the best weather. And we're going to deliver it to them, and then we're going to fill a Grand Wagoneer full of beagles and drive it back across the country. And I'll be driving, which will be fun, and bring them to homes on the West Coast. And
when are you going to do that?
That's going to start December 16th, and you can watch it all at the website. Hopefully, with this army of volunteers, we survive with a dog, you know, car full of dogs, but we'll see how that goes. So,
I would like to, next time you do this, I'll do it with you. I think this would be something cool to do. Go to animalrescuerigs.com or ourautoexpert.com to see how you can help in this circumstance, the Pause One effort from Nick Miles here on the Good Day program, where it's 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.